我们开始之前，我们做一个简短祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，谢谢你恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you your grace.
我们要用适当的时间来探讨，把神国事工交回神国子民。
We would like to spend the next 4 workshops to study about this topic. Let God's ministry be put back to the.
愿你亲自与我们同在。
May you be with us.
给我们心思的心清楚的心灵。
Give us a clear heart so that we can spirit.
你给我们有一个活泼的心智。
And also of a living mentality.
好叫我们不只是听，我们也可以在实用的地方，帮助我们的地方可以活用。
So that we can apply as we study.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 如果你从手册，你会看见这四堂课，那我们要分别渐进式的在四方面来探讨如何把神国事工交回神国子民。
If you refer to your handle, you can see this topic is return God's ministry to God's people.
当我们谈到上帝的事工，我们需要对圣经到底对教会的心意，神在圣经中对教会的要求是什么，有一些基本的认识。
So we must have a basic knowledge of what is God's will to the Church of God.
直到我们可以整体的事工来达成任务之前，我们需要来建筑第一块砖块。
So before we go into that, we have to step on the first brick.
那第一块砖块就是让我们来了解神给教会的心意，对圣经中间对我们所发出的一些要求跟命令是什么。
So what is God's will and God's desire for the Church of God?
那第一方面就是神在圣经中至少让我们看见有七方面的圣经使命。
At least we can see a seven ministry God wants His Church to do.
第一方面是崇拜。
The first one is worship.
第二方面是传道。
The second thing is evangelism.
然后是教导。
And then the teaching.
有医治。
And then also healing.
有布道。
Evangelistic,
有管家
and stewardship,
有团契
fellowship.
那这七方面我们要一样一样的来分析。
These seven areas we will have to analyze them one by one.
那帮助我们从这几方面能够更清楚的明白上帝的心意到底是什么。
So we will have to know the will of God in these seven areas.
除了圣经使命，第二方面是文化使命。
The second mission of God's people is the mission of culture.
圣经使命是属于宇宙性的。
The biblical ministry is the universal.
不会改变的。
Unchangeable.
但是文化使命是跟环境客观的因素有关系。
And the cultural mission is related to the objective environment.
是地方性。
And regional.
有实现性。
And applicable.
有机会性。
And also opportunity role.
所以我们就先从第一个圣经使命开始来。
Then we start from the first one, the biblical ministry.
第一方面是崇拜的事工。
The first one is worship.
在罗马书里面提到说，我们当将自己的身体献上。
In Romans, Paul urged us to give us ourselves as a living sacrifice.
菲律比书我们应当，菲律比书那里说，我们应当献上我们的颂赞为祭。
And in the Philippians, we should sacrifice our worship.
腓立比书二章十七节也提到，我们当把信心献祭献给神。
In Philippians chapter 2, we also sacrifice our faith.
那使徒行传二十四章十七节也提到，当把我们的捐献、我们的贡献献给神。
And also in Acts 24 chapter verse 17, we should sacrifice monetary contribution.
那在敬拜中间，是我们全人。全人对上帝的奉献。
In worship, we are sacrificing our whole self to God.
一个地方教会怎么样在崇拜的事工来达到上帝的要求呢？
Regional church, how can it fulfill the God's will?
基督徒，我们说我们应当服侍神。
We should say Christians should serve God.
你在服侍神的中间，第一个重要的功课就是敬拜，用敬拜来侍奉他。
The first very valuable lesson is to worship him.
我们有没有想过敬拜是一种侍奉呢？
Have you ever thought of that worship is a kind of service?
可能我们在教会做个招待。
Maybe we are being an usher in a worship service.
我们在教会里面也许烧过饭。
Maybe we are doing a cooking at our church.
也许在教会里面我们打扫。
Maybe we do some cleanup job.
这些都是服事。
These are all service.
但我们明白对上帝的敬拜，在敬拜也是一种侍奉。
And also we should understand that when we worship God, there is also a kind of service.
如果我们没有办法在敬拜里面以敬拜做基础，那么再加上其他的服事，有时候我们在其他的事情做得很灰心意冷的时候，那我们就跌倒了。
So when we are in our service, we are discouraged, then we fell down.
怎么样敬拜呢？
How to worship?
敬拜是一个动作。
Worship is an action.
可是很多的时候我们的敬拜不是一个动作。
But many times our worship is not an action.
我们以为到礼拜堂来唱诗只不过是一个义务。
For example, when we go to church, we sing a hymn, we thought this is our what we should do.
我们感觉祷告跟我无关。
We also think of that prayer is not related to me.
我们觉得听到好像是在演欣赏一台戏。
Sometimes we listen to the sermon as if we are enjoying a drama.
所以有一位作者就写了一本书，叫做《崇拜是一个动词，不是名词》。
So an author wrote a book say worship is a
verb, not a noun.
Not a verb, not a noun.
所以用这样的方式来强调崇拜时动性的重要。
So.He emphasized that worship is very important.
请我们打开以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
那从以赛亚书第六章一到九节这个地方，我们可以看见这段经文给我们一个非常好的如何崇拜的模式。
And this really set this portion of scripture, Isaiah chapter 6, 1 to 6, is a set a portion of how we worship God.
这里说以赛亚以色列王乌西亚王奔的那一年，就是以赛亚看见异象的那一年。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne.
在这几节经文里面，我们看见有四方面我们如何来学习敬拜。
We can see four areas of how to worship God.
第一方面是从我们来到主的面前。
The first thing is we came before God.
在异象中的第一幕是在一到四节。
The first scene of the vision is verse 1 through 4.
在这四节我们看见三件事实。
In these four verses, we saw three facts.
第一是主在圣殿中高高的坐在宝座上。
The first one is I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted.
第二方面我们看见有撒拉弗，就是上帝的使者，他们在唱三一颂赞美神。
The second thing was the seraphs, they were singing with doxology to God.
第三方面不止赞美神，而且那诗歌非常的雄壮。经文说，连门柱、连门槛都震动了。
So the third thing say this hymn singing was great. It even shook the doorposts and threshing strokes of the temple.
这是一个极大的启示。
This is a tremendous revelation.
当我们敬拜神的时候
，When we worship God，
我们是来到万王之王、万主之主跟前。
We are coming before the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
在这里有一个上帝的灵格。
And this time we can see the personality of God.
在那灵格中间，我们明白那是上帝的同在，我们是处在上帝的同在中。
So when we see this, we see that we are being with God.
如果我们有这样的认识，我们去聚会的时候，我们就不敢随便。
If we have such acknowledgement, then we will not be easily to go to the worship.
我们不会轻易迟到。
We will not be late.
聚会的时候，我们不敢打瞌睡。
And we will not be falling asleep during the worship.
更不用说在敬拜万主之主的时候，把我们的二郎腿翘起来。
And also, we do not twist our legs when we were sitting before God.
因为我们明白神就在我们中间。
Because we understand that God is with us.
在敬拜中，当我们来朝见神的时候
，In the worship service when we are worshiping God,
上帝不是主角，我们是主角。
God is not the main character. We are the main character.
在敬拜的时候，神不过是一个观众。
In the worship service, God is the audience, one of the audience.
可是多少时候我们参加敬拜的时候，我们是带着做客的心理。
So many times we are as well, we like a spectator to come to God.
我们来到教会。
We came to the church.
我们只是做一个旁观者。
We are like a spectator.
我们的私下在打分数。
And then we are grading secretly.
诗琴弹琴的时候。
When the pianist was playing the piano.
到底诗琴有没有走音？
When the did the piano was out of tune or the did he or she didn't play right?
主席在领会的时候
，When the chairman was leading the service?
他讲话有没有多余？
Did he talk some other words than usual?
诗班唱得怎么样？
What, how does the choir doing?
今天的讲道是不是合我的胃口？
Today's sermon, does it fit me?
但这里经文告诉我们，天使不是这样的。
And this paragraph of the, it tells us that the angels, they were not like that.
天使知道他们是在上帝的同在中。
The angels, they realized they were with God.
神在观看着。
God is watching.
所以当他们唱诗的时候是何等的起劲。
So they were really singing, trying their best.
当他们唱诗完了以后。
After they sang.
第四节的后半段说，殿就充满了烟云，那是表示上帝悦纳他们敬拜，在诗歌中的敬拜。
And the last paragraph of verse 4 says the temple was filled with smoke. That means God was with them and filled the temple.
诗歌是在整个敬拜中间很重要的一个部分。
The hymn has played a big role in the worship service.
当然有诗班献诗很好。
Of course, if there is choir singing, that's very good.
但你明白吗？我们做会众在那里敬拜神的时候，你我的口张开向神，大声的歌颂，那是更是神所喜悦的。
Do you understand that when you and I will open up the mouth and sing praise to God?
我们在这里还有将近两天半到三天的时间。
We still have about 2.5 to 3 days.
我盼望我们每一次都提前到会堂，尽量往前坐，唱诗的时候真的是像这里所说的，从心里面在敬拜上帝，那种不是随便的感觉。
I hope when you go to the main sanctuary, where we try to sit in the front as possible, and also take it very seriously.
让我们把握这样的机会，唱诗每一次的机会都是在歌颂神，从我心里面真正表达对上帝的感恩。
So whenever you sing, you express your emotion to God.
在敬拜中间，我永远是主角，他不过是一个客体。
In worship, I am the main character, and he is the spectator.
我们是来到主的面前。
I came before God.
让上帝来观看。
So God can see me.
如果我们明白这样的一个角色
，If we understand such a character,
我相信你我的态度一定会不一样。
I think your attitude will be changed.
包括传道人
，including the preachers.
牧师不只是坐在那里等候要讲道的时刻到了。
The pastor not only he was sitting there to wait for the time to for sermon.
事情在那个时刻就不是为了要等候伴奏，或者为要伴奏而伴奏。
The pianist was not sitting there because of playing or and playing.
他不愿意弹奏任何一个没有意义的音符。
He or she would not like to play the.Unmeaningful tune.
诗班到教会不是为了要献诗而来聚会。
The choir they did not come to the church because they have to sing.
同样的，领诗不是为了要领诗而来。
Of course, the song leader is not because of song leading and he comes to church.
如果我明白我是一个主体，我是个主角。
If I can understand, I am the main character and I'm the one who is being watched.
如果我明白上帝是一个观众。
If I understand God is one of the spectators,
当我们在背诵主导文的时候，那主导文就不会再是周而复始的口诀。
So when we recite the Lord's Prayer, it's not a, like a mantra.
它会变成是我们心灵中的真心的祷词。
It will become the real prayer of our heart.
这祷词会历久而弥新。
And this prayer will be, although being repeated, but it will be new every time.
那是献诗，不会是表演。
And also the choir when they sing, they are not trying to perform.
而是带着整个全体会众一起对上帝的敬拜和赞美。
And then they are leading the whole congregation to worship God.
牧者的祷文。
The preacher's sermon.
不会是弟兄姐妹站在那里觉得很枯燥、烦躁的一段祷告内容的时刻。
It's not because of the congregation they feel bored and then. The preacher lead them to do certain things.
而是我们主动参与在里面。
But because we are participate in it.
也只有这样，当我们结束的时候祷告，结束的时候说阿门，那阿门才有意义。
So when the prayer was finished, when we say all together, Amen, that Amen has a meaning there.
阿门就是表示诚心所愿。是的，我心里是这样一起祷告的。
Amen means that yes, I agree with that in my spirit.
敬拜的第二方面，第五节到第七节，不但是我们来到主面前，同时我们是向主说话。
The second point of worship is like verse 5 through 7, why we are coming before God.
在五到七节，我们看见人与神之间的对话。
Verse 5 through 7, we can see the man, the Conversation between man and God.
当光一照，黑暗就显露出来。
When the light was shining, then the darkness were manifested.
站在全然圣洁的父神面前。
When you are standing before the Almighty God.
人身上的亏欠，人身上的污秽，在光中很自然的显露。
And man's weakness and darkness can be shown completely.
我们心思意念一切不洁净的念头，马上就表达出来。
What we have in our thought, it will be immediately revealed.
所以以赛亚认罪说：“祸哉，我灭亡了！我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
So Isaiah cried out, "Say, woe to me! I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips."
然而，一个愿意谦卑认罪的人，神说：“那忧伤痛悔的心，他必不轻看。”
And the contrite heart that God will not look down.
所以，当以赛亚认罪悔改以后。
So when Isaiah preached and repented,
第七节说有一个天使就用火红的炭沾以赛亚的嘴，说你的罪除掉了，你的罪赦免了。
Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which had taken with tongs from the altar.
那在这一幕，我们学习到如何敬拜的第二幕。
At this scene, we see how we worship God.
敬拜是带着我们自己。所造的神，我们自己的软弱，上帝在我里面所我自己所造的神，来到那一位造我的神的前面。
So when we worship God, we try to bring the idol we have before the Almighty God.
我不晓得我们这次来参加聚会是带着什么样的心情。
I don't know what kind of mentality do you bring to this retreat.
可能在你我的人生经历中间，我们正有许多的挣扎。
Maybe there are a lot of struggles in your life.
也许你在逃避一些事。
Maybe you are trying to escape from something.
也许你在家庭，你在你的工作，你有一些不可告人的事情。
Maybe in your home or in your life, you have something you would not like to tell other people.
也许在你的工作中间，你有一些不顺利。
Maybe there's some kind of trials in your work.
但我们明白，当我们来到这个聚会中间，在敬拜的时候，那光一照，我们里面的黑暗就显露了。
So when we come into this meeting, when the light was shining upon us, then all the darkness will be revealed.
这也是一个机会，我们可以来到神的面前，亲近神，对他说：“主啊，祸哉，我灭亡了。”
So like Isaiah say, "Woe to me, I am ruined."
我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He say, "I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people unclean lips."
如果在你的心中，你有这样的感受。我们需要跟神亲自来办交涉。
So if you have such feeling in your heart, then you should deal with God directly.
敬拜是一个与神和好的时刻。
Worship is to reconcile with God.
是重新调整我跟神之间的关系的时刻。
And this is the time to adjust the relationship between you and God.
是把我手所造的神在那造我神的面前，把我手造的神偶像除去的时刻。
And it's also the time for when I bring my idols before God, God will take away my idols.
敬拜的时候，不但我们对主说话，第三方面是我们也听主向我们说话。
The worship is not only that we talk to God, but we also listen to God.
在第八节，以赛亚听见主的话说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我们去呢？”
In verse 8, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Who shall I send, and who will go for us?"
这是一篇宣教的信息。
This is a sermon of mission.
以赛亚当他在悔改之后，神向他说话，向他发出呼召。
After Isaiah repented to God, then God.Call for him.
所以在每次的敬拜中间，我们也盼望从神那里得到神要向我们所说的。
So every worship service, we will get what God wants to tell us.
很多的时候，神是借着他的仆人，在这次的聚会中间，神借着他忠心的仆人来解释、宣扬神的道，好叫我们可以听他的话。
Many times God used His servant to tell us what He wants us to do.
有一次，有一个姐妹对我说
，Once a sister told me,
说我觉得不需要每个礼拜都到教会去参加敬拜。
I feel that I should not go to the church every Sunday.
我相信这位姐妹她一定对敬拜有一些误解。
Perhaps she has a little misunderstanding for worship.
主日崇拜的功能在哪里呢？
What is the function of a Sunday worship service?
在敬拜借着神的话来帮助我们明白到底我是谁。
And through this worship service, I can understand who am I.
我应该成为怎样的人？
How should I be?
提醒我们我应该服侍什么？我为什么需要服侍？
Why should I serve God and why? What's my purpose?
你明白我服侍的对象到底是谁？
Who is my object of service?
所以主日崇拜是在一切你我工作或者其他活动一切动因一切工作的动因。
This is also the motivation of your service.
同时主日崇拜也是我们在世上一切的活动和工作的衡量。
And this is also a standard for our worship, our work and service.
因为在那样的敬拜中间我自己在衡量考核我自己。
Because at that time we judge ourselves.
是否在世上的工作我有哪些是为了我个人的私利哪些是为了我个人的荣耀
Is there any work that I do for myself for my own glory?
有哪些事情我已经跟世俗妥协了
Do I compromise anything with this world?
在敬拜的时候我再一次被提醒我的圣经对我的要求跟使命是什么
And in worship service I also remind ourselves that what is my demand?
所以我们在圣经真理的光照中间让我们看得更清楚明白
So in the light of the scripture, we can reveal ourselves.
单单是这些就已经足够理由让我们应当参加每个主日的聚会。
And all these reasons is the good reasons for us to participate in our Sunday worship service.
参加主日不是牧师的要求。
To come to participate in the worship service is not the demand from the pastor.
而是圣经的真理是父神。这样的启示
It's the biblical truth and it's the revelation of our Lord Jesus
因为神知道这个对我们是最好的
Because God knows this is the best for us
也是我们所需要的
And that's all we need
所以每个主日我们需要和众圣徒到神的殿中来敬拜瞻仰他
So every Sunday we need to come with the saints to come to the church to worship him
敬拜这个字的原文是工作是服事的意思
Worship in the original script it means work and service.
所以在整个崇拜中间，我们是非常的忙碌，是在一起在工作的。
So in throughout the whole service, we are worship and service Him.
我们用心赞美，用心听祷告，听正道。
We try our best to sing praise to Him and to listen to the sermon.
我们用灵祈求。
We pray in our spirit.
我们正在忙碌着。
We are very busy.
但请不要忘记，当我们正在忙碌的时候，上帝也在忙碌。
And don't forget, when you are very busy trying to worship God, God is also very busy too.
在诗歌中，神就透过诗歌向我们说话。
And through the hymn singing, God speaks through the hymn.
使我们从诗歌中得到安慰。
So that we will be comforted in the hymns.
从祷告中，上帝向我们说话。
Through the prayers, God.Talk to us,
使我从罪恶的担子中释放出来
so that we can be free from the burdens of sin.
接着听道中，他向我们说话
through the sermons he talked to us,
使我们能够再一次受激励，认清方向，重新出发
so that we can be encouraged again and we can start from the beginning.
在敬拜的时候，第四方面，我们也看见应当回应主的话
The fourth meaning of worship is to react to God's word.
所以第八节难怪以赛亚就回应主的呼召说主啊我在这里请差遣我
So in verse 8 the later part Isaiah answered to God And I say here I am send me
每一次我们在崇拜的时候你发现你的教会所安排的节目内容最后的一段一定也是回应神的话
Every time when you look at the worship service The later part of the service is to react to God's word
你那是一个献身献心的时刻
And this is a time for you to sacrifice your heart and your body.
我们应当学习以赛亚在这样的敬拜中间学到如何敬拜。
We also would like to learn from Isaiah how he learned how to worship God.
也只有当我们在这样的敬拜学习中间，我们可以进一步奉献我们自己。
And also because of learning this kind of experience, we can learn how to worship God more.
所以在敬拜的时候，我们是来到主的面前，我们向主说话。然后主向我们说话，然后我们回应神的话。
And then when we come to the worship service, we talk to God, and God talk to us, and then God how we act to us.
如果你问我说我们应当怎么样敬拜
，If you ask me how do we worship,
这四个步骤是绝对敬拜里面不可缺乏的。
These four steps are very important in worship service.
当我们敬拜结束了
，After we finish the worship service,
最后有牧者的一个祝祷。
There was a benediction from the preacher.
平安的去吧。
Go in peace.
并且要服侍神。
And also serve God.
但是人是软弱的。
But because men are weak.
第二天早上，另一个工作的周期开始。
The second morning, another cycle of work starts.
难处来了。
There's some difficulty.
重担来了。
burdens come.
冲突产生了。
There's a struggles.
但我们相信上帝的能力是够用的。
But we believe that the power of God is sufficient for me.
借着那上帝话语的传递，每次我们与主同死，就是再一次与死与主同复活。
And also every week we are dead with Christ, and we are also resurrected with Christ.
于是那礼拜天的敬拜成为我一周那生活以及动力的泉源。
So the worship of the Sunday became the power of source, the source of power for our whole week.
神在圣经中向我们宣讲的第二个使命是传道的使命，传道事工。
The second thing that God wants us to do is to be a missionary.
什么是传道事？
To be of mission.
这里
ministry.
这里一个字叫啊。Curricula, 那是一个宣扬的意思。
This word curricula means to preach.
传讲传道的意思。
To preach, to announce something like that.
在使徒行传，彼得和约翰对那些信的人说：“我们所看见的，我们所听见的，我们不能不说。”
In the book of Acts, John and Peter say to the people, "What we have heard and learned, we have to say it."
传道跟第三个我要讲的教导，有时候是有 overlap。
Preaching and teaching sometimes may be overlap.
C.H. Dodd 是一个伟大的神学家，他把这个传道讲成是公开向外邦人、不信的人宣扬上帝的道，而把这个 teaching 教导当作是一种道德性的讲说。
C.D. Dodd is a great theologian. He said the preaching is talk to the Gentiles, which are non-believers, talk about the work of Jesus Christ.
但事实上要分别那么清楚是不容易的，不是这么绝对。
But it's very hard to distinguish between preaching and teaching.
因为我们看见在马可福音、路加福音有多次提到教导，就教导跟这个传道这个字是 interchangeable， 是可以互换的。
Because in the book of Matthew and Luke, they are interchangeable.
那么我们怎么样传道呢？
How do we preach?
那如果你参加去年或者前年我曾经讲过解经学的原则，那是一个最完整的解释。
If you had participated in the workshop that I had last year, the year before that, then it was the perfect meaning of preaching.
那今天我只能很简单的列出里面的重点。
I can only tell you very briefly about the important point.
在今天所有的传道的内容中间有几种方式。
And today there are several styles of preaching.
有一种是用一节的方式讲道。
Some people use just one word to preach.
有一种是用主题式的讲道，从圣经里面找到各个不同的经文，把它组织起来讲道。
Sometimes people use different topics to preach a sermon.
那慢慢的，在这些神学家们他们的研究，因为要根据时间背景，它里面的发生的过程上下文，发觉解经式的讲道是比较能够把握信息的重点。
So some theologians, they study and analysis, they put down different topics.
So 如果我们在成为基督徒以后，我们愿意在圣经里面下功夫，我鼓励我们在你查经班、在读经、在这些方面多用解经式的方式来帮助自己认识圣经。
So if you after you become a Christian, I hope you will start to study about expository Bible study.
解经学的基本原则只有三个，一个是观察，第二个是解释，第三个是应用。
There are only three things in biblical interpretation. The first one is
observational,
interpretational, and applicational.
那在不管信息从哪里来，最基本的解经学的基本的就是经文本身。
No matter where the scripture is from, but the biblical interpretation is the scripture itself.
所以我们彼此勉励，不管你在教会是教主日学、带领圣经课程，或者带领其他的主日讲台，我们多用解经式的方法来传讲。
No matter what kind of service do you have in church, whether you're a Sunday school teacher or a Bible study leader or whatever, I encourage you to study your Bible.
我没有看清其他方式的那种意思，只不过我要鼓励我们这一代的基督徒在朝这个方向来迈进。
I am not trying to look down some other areas of service, but I hope everyone will start from this area.
如果你有机会教导主日学，
if you have time to teach Sunday school,
你不要先想到一些我想讲的话，然后再回去找经文。
Don't think of the something that you hope to say, 然后 you would like to say, and then you try to look up the scriptures.
永远是先有经文，再去讲经文里面的真理。
Always try to start with the scripture, and then from the scripture on to preach.
在解经的原则里面，第二个很重要的原则就是我们不是要读出经文的意，不是要读进我们的意思到经文里面去，而是把经文里面的意思读出来。
The second very important principle of biblical interpretation is don't try to get something out of the scripture. I mean, don't try to fit myself into the scripture, but get something out of the scripture.
有时候我们会听到一些很好的信息，心里也得到感动，那我的灵性也得到造就。
Sometimes we listen to very good sermons and we being encouraged in the spiritual life.
感谢神，神的话都帮助我们。
We praise God because the word of God.
但是如果你仔细去用纯理性的方式去探讨它整个过程，没有经文。
If you try to interpret the Bible intellectually and not with the scripture.
甚至有时候当我们去真正从一些我心灵得感动的那些讲章或者是听到中间，我会发现很多都不是经文本身要表达的意思，但我却得了帮助。
Sometimes you try to listen to a sermon, maybe this is not really the real purpose of the what the Bible wants to tell you, but you have been encouraged anyway.
但我只很蜻蜓点水的点到，我们要以经文为重。
But we must look the put the Bible into the its place.
第三方面是教导事工。
The third is the teaching ministry.
马太福音二十八章二十节，主的大使命令里说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。”教训。
In Matthew chapter 28, chapter verse 20, and teaching them to obey everything, teaching them.
所以整个教导的工作在整个教会的发展中间占了一个很重的地位。
Teaching is has a playing a very important role in the church ministry.
不管是儿童主日学、成人主日学。
No matter whether it's a children Sunday school or adult Sunday school,
甚至当我们在彼此相互做关护工作的时候，上帝的话是何等的宝贵和重要。
Particularly when we are trying to do this caring ministry, it's very important to us.
在使徒行传十八章，保罗曾经在以弗所一年六个月，在那里将上帝的道教训他们。
In Acts chapter 18 verse 10, Paul was staying in Ephesus for 1 year.And half a year he was teaching them.
主耶稣自己做了一个见证，他就是从摩西和众先知起，在路加福音，凡经上指着他自己的话，都给他们讲明清楚。
And Jesus also was setting a very good example when all those scriptures that pointed at him from Moses on, he taught them.
百基拉跟亚居拉，当有一次这个亚波罗在会堂里晃胆传道的时候
，And when Patricia and Aquila when they were in
他听见亚波罗的传讲，
they were listening to
他就把他接到家中，把上帝的道更详细更清楚的讲解给他听。
So they took him to their house and they explained the word of God to him.
保罗更是多次在推拉奴的学皇与那些不信的人，那些需要理性透彻来明白圣经道理的人，来跟他们辩论，那也是说服，也是讲解的意思。
Paul also was debating with those scholars in a place in the book of Acts.
那我不晓得在教会里面成人主日学你参加的勤不勤。
I don't know whether you are going to the adult Bible Sunday school class every time.
我也不知道你在教会里面你是否重视成人的教育、主日学的教育。
I don't know whether you are very paying much attention to the adult education.
那在这方面我还是一个学习者。
And at this point, I'm still a learner.
我们教会在这一方面还在启蒙阶段，还在学习。
And also, this, we are still in an encouragement period.
但在几方面，我觉得这是我们需要在这几方面有一些基本的认识跟学习。
We must, in this adult Sunday school class, we must learn more about this.
有一门课是基要真理。
And there's a class called Basic Christianity.
基督生平与教训。
Living and teaching of Jesus Christ.
初信造就。
New believers at edification.
新约概论。
Introduction.
旧约概论。
New Testament. Introduction to Old Testament.
读经法。
Bible study methodology.
我盼望我们花三年时间。
I hope we can use a period of 3 years time.
如果教会没有开这个课程，你自己在你的信仰旅途中间，如果你是一个基督徒，你愿意委身用三年的时间把这些课程自修或者上课把它读完。
If your church does not have such topics, you can try to study by yourselves under these topics.
我不晓得你做基督徒已经几年了。
I don't know how long have you been a Christian.
在这六个课程中间上过一课的请举手。
And at these six topics, you have at least attend one topic. Please raise up your hand.
好，不错，两课的。
Two topics.
三课。
Three topics.
四课。
Four topics.
五课。
Five topics.
六课。好，我鼓励我们，这是一个基本的 basic。
I encourage you. This is very basic.
教导的事工需要在教会里面扎根。
The teaching ministry should be rooted in the church.
那我们的教会里面也需要领受这些造就。
And in the church, we also should receive this kind of teaching.
第四方面是关顾事工，医治事工。
The fourth is the healing ministry.
医治事工可以包括关怀。
The healing ministry could include the caring ministry.
可以包括这个牧养。
Or shepherding ministry.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八节说：“凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使他们得安息。”
In the Gospel of Matthew 11:28, you should come to me, and ye heavily burdened, and I will have you rest.
一个人的生活周期，生老病死、婚嫁，任何生命中的每一个阶段，都可能产生危机。
Every period or every cycle of life, like birth, getting old, and die.And getting married, they all can create crisis.
我们每一个人在这个生命旅程中间，有多少的时刻，很多的时刻，我们都需要得到医治。
And many of this period of time, we need healing.
有时候是心灵的医治。
Sometimes it's a spirit healing.
有时候是身体的医治。
Sometimes it's a physical healing.
这些事工谁来承担呢？
Who will inherit this ministry?
是你跟我，我们在教会里面共同来承担这个伟大的事工。
It's you and me. We should commonly carry out this. Ministry.
因为在这个世上，每一个人都在那么样需要的盼望得到友谊，盼望得到别人的帮助。
Because in this world, you can see there are so many needs to get this help.
然而我们却是那么样的有限。
And we are so limited.
所以我们需要在这些方面有所认识跟学习。
So we should learn how to get it and how to help others.
怎么样可以在教会里面从事这些工作呢？
How do you do these things in the church?
第一方面。
The first thing.
应当承认在教会中间的一些专家。
You should recognize the specialties in the church.
比如说，我们在座的王医生。
For example, we have a Dr. Wang.
他是个 general practitioner.
He's a general practitioner.
可以在人的身体医治上，因着他的专家，可以在这样医治身体的关顾事工，成为教会的一个服事的榜样。
Because of his specialty, then he can become a specialized person in this area.
在北美有很多这样的专才。
In North America, there are so many specialties like.
所以在教会，我们要承认他们。
We should recognize them.
有人对这个金钱的管理，有人对婚姻，有人对离婚，有人对这种很多的堕胎问题，他们有很深入的研究，也明白应当请他们来帮助我们教会中间有这样问题的弟兄姐妹。
Some people have a special interest or special ministry. For example, how to counsel with divorce, how to deal with abortion, things like that. You can ask them to come and help you.
第二方面是曾经有过受苦、有过苦难、有过难处的人，这些人要活用他们。
The second point is for those people who have experience.Who has such experience, you can ask them to help you.
保罗在哥林多后书一章三节四节这样说：“愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神，叫我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，为的是叫我们能够用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那些也在患难中的人。”
Paul says in Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort."Who comfort us all in our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
这些人他们受过创痛。
These people they have undergone pain.
所以当他们去亲近那些受这样同样创痛的人，其他这些人就不会感觉受到威胁。
So that because they have undergone such pain and they can.To comfort those who are undergoing such pain,
因为他们
they will not be threatened.
因为他们明白，他们了解痛处。
Because they understand how the pain was.
就对方比较容易接纳，比较容易沟通。
So that the one who's in pain will be easy to receive it.
我们怎么会想到连受苦患难都是上帝的一项祝福呢？
How can we learn that think of that the pain that you have undergone? It's a blessing of God.
患难是人所专有，人的特权。
suffering is a privilege of man.
然而对基督徒来说，受难却是上帝的一个祝福，谁能够明白呢？
But to Christians, this suffering is a blessing of God. How can you understand?
就当我们自己从中里面经过的时候，回过头来才能够感谢赞美神。
So when you have been undergoing that, and then you, when you turn around and look at it, then you understand.
第三方面，是否一定要经过这些痛处的人才能够做关顾的事工、医治的工作呢？
The third one is are those people who have suffered, then they can do such work?
不是的。
No.
神给我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐，有一些人他有慈悲的心怀。
Some God give us, everybody has a different gift. Some have a merciful heart.
这些有怜悯心肠的人，不论他有没有经过这些痛处，我们应当物色他们，因为他们也是教会的资产。
Those people who have merciful hearts, they can help people to be comforted.
另外一个在医治的事工对我们教会最宝贵的遗产是什么呢？
And also, what is the great inheritance of this healing ministry?
就是在我们教会以及圣经长久以来传承给我们的一些教会的规，教会的一些属灵的一些传承。
This spiritual principles that the Bible has given unto us.
就是在我们基督教的信仰生活中间一些核心的东西。
And these are the core things of a Christian belief.
比如说圣经。
For example, the Bible.
圣经很多时候我们用经文可以安慰鼓励人。
Sometimes we can use the scripture to comfort other people.
比如说祷告。
For example, prayer.
你有没有过这样的经验？我相信你有。当你握着其他的人一起按手握手一起祷告的时候，那些人他们心灵就得医治了。
For example, if you pray for some people,Then their hearts, their spirits will be healed.
主耶稣为我们擘饼，在教会里面的饼跟杯是一个医治的很好的核心。
For example, the communion of Christ is a very good source of healing.
很多时候，当我们来到主的宝座前一起擘饼的时候，我们中间的隔阂就出去了。
Sometimes when we come before God and have communion together, the obstacle will be removed.
为什么我们常常说？圣餐礼拜是我们整个敬拜的中心呢？
Sometimes we say that the communion service is the center of our worship.
因为在那个中心是耶稣基督他的身体，是擘开的身体，是打碎的身体，是流出的宝血。
This communion, the bread is the broken body of Christ, and also the cup is the bread that he shed for us.
那无罪的为我们成为罪。
The innocent becomes the sin for us.
当我们在那样的仪式中间，很自然的，你被那上帝全然神圣的爱感动，你心里面的那个刚硬就融化了。
So at that time you are touched by the love of Christ, and then you are melted.
另外一方面，在医治的事工上，还有一件事情要特别一提的是所谓的身体的医治。
The healing ministry is very important. At one point is the physical healing.
在现代的医治事工有很多，我们明白并不是按照。教会圣经的原理来教导。
Sometimes in this time, there are many healing ministries not according to the Bible principle.
你们听过一个支派叫 Christian Science?
You have heard a sect called Christian Science.
那 Christian Science 基督徒科学教会，科学教基督徒不要怎么翻？
基督教科学会。
基督教科学会。
Yeah, Christian Science.
那么这一派的人，他们是以为医治是一种心灵的迷失的功用。
So this part of this group of people, they thought that the healing part of the Bible means in the spirit only.
那这一派已经影响到现在好多的神医大会的这些带领人，都是朝这个方向在发展。
So many people who are having healing ministry are walking toward this goal.
Mary Baker Eddy 是这一派的创始人。
Mary Baker Eddy was the founder of this group.
她总共嫁过三次。
She married three times.
有一次，她自己生病了。
Once she was sick.
她的脊椎骨疼痛。
His spinal cord was having some kind of pain.
她就去找到一个医师，他是一个催眠师。
So she went to a hypnotist.
他叫做 Dr. P.P. Quimby.
Dr. P.P. Quimby.
后来，她是真的被医好了。
So she was healed.
那这一次的医治对她整个以后发展她的神学影响深刻。
So because of this healing, then it will influence her to develop her theology.
所以在后来，她就写了一本书叫《Science and Health with Key to the Scripture》，科学与健康以及对圣经的解经之钥。
So she wrote a book called
Science and Health. 一个很好的报纸叫做《基督教箴言报》。
Then they started a Christian newspaper called Christian Herald.
那这个箴言报有很好的详实的这个新闻的报道。
They have a good news reporting.
那当然，在每一期里面都有一篇有关基督教科学会他们的论点和神学印证。神学论证。
Everyone they have a editorial that's talking about their theological standpoint.
如果你曾经拿一两篇，你仔细去看看，都是有关这种心灵医治的一些实现跟表达。
So if you look at those paper directly, clearly, they are talking about their theological thinkings.
他们的基本信仰是什么呢
？What is their basic belief?
我们的病痛，我们的苦痛，我们在世上的罪和死亡，只不过人心智上的一种幻觉。
What we have suffered from pain because we have some kind of a misunderstanding from God.
对他们来说，什么是医治呢？
To them, what does the word healing mean?
医治是从人的假象里面把那个假象释放出来。
Healing means that man has a little misunderstanding or misconception, and then you can be free from the misconception.
如果你能够从那个错误的假象中被释放出来，那你就得到医治了。
If you can be free from the misconception of healing.Then you can be healed.
他在他自己写的书《Science and Health》里面375页这样记载。
And in her book, page 357, it says.
说中风这个毛病怎么样可以得到医治呢
？How can you heal? How can you be healed from stroke?
中风麻痹是因为我们相信它控制我们，会使我们身体瘫痪，所以我们中风。
So stroke means that because you believe that you can control you.So you will have a stroke.
假如我们粉碎这个观念
，If we break this idea,
对我们里面的心智说
，Talk to our inner spirit.
肌肉啊，肌肉啊，你是没有能力如此的。
Muscles, you don't have such power to control me.
当我的心智受我整个人控制的时候
，When my mentality was controlled by my mind,
我就得到医治了。
Then I can be healed.
所以对他们来说，这个心智里面的力量是远超过任何一切的疾病。
So the power of mentality is much more powerful than the healing.
当你朝这个方向去想的时候，很多所谓的信心的医治者，很多所谓的灵恩派的一些教导，当我还没有看到一栋房子，我心里面已经有这样一栋房子，上帝已经赐给我了，都是同样路线的发展。
So some charismatic also think of this way, and when youAsk God to give you a building, then you think that God already gave it to you, then you get it.
So, 如果我不要中，我要医治中风。
If I want to heal the stroke,
很简单的
，very simple.
我只要对我的心智说，没有这样回，没有这回事。
I talk to my mentality, you don't know no such thing.
当我从我的错误理念观念中间释放出来的时候，我就得到医治了。
When you are healed of this misconception, then you are free from that.
所以我们这里看到一幅图案。
So we see a picture here.
这些所谓的信心医治者从这些传承起来，他们 Mary Baker 就跟他的学生到处去宣讲这样的福音。
So Mary Baker and her students, they went over to many places to preach such theology.
有人断骨
，Some people estimate.
有人中风
，Sometimes they broke their bones.
有人背部疼痛
，Sometimes they have spinal pain.
他们就到这些人的中间去为他们施行所谓的心灵医治、心灵手术。
So these people went among those people andto practice the mentality sickness.
那当然，这些是一种错误的教导。
Of course, this is a misconception. It's a wrong teaching.
我们从主耶稣的一些见证看见，事实真理，圣经里面的真理并不是如此。
We can see from the teaching of Jesus Christ, the truth is not like that.
医治不是从心智而来，而完全是上帝的恩典。
The healing is not from the mentality; it's from the grace of God.
医治，看见上帝的医治。有时候神的医治是因为上帝的能力。耶稣基督有时候用手来抚摸人，而那人就得医治。
Sometimes Jesus Christ used his hand to touch people, and then that person was healed.
耶稣有时候在这里祷告，一说话，那边医治马上就成全。
Sometimes Jesus prayed, and then in another part, then that person was healed.
甚至耶稣基督可以使人从死人中复活。
s Sometimes Jesus raised dead people from death.
耶稣不是来到拉撒路那里对他说你要复活你要复活你要复活。
Jesus did not tell Lazarus, say, you should be risen, you should be risen from the dead.
耶稣也不是告诉这个死人说死人怎么样思想已经没有心思心思能力他们说不能说一个死人可以想说我要复活我要复活就可以复活。
A dead person cannot think that I want to be alive, I want to be alive, because he doesn't have that mentality.
这种种的医治能力是在表达上帝的全能。不是一种心智的结果。
This healing power is trying to reveal the power of God. It's not the power of mentality.
使人的身心灵疾病得到医治是神自己亲自工作恩典的缘故。
So that the person can be healed is the power of the of God.
那在雅各书第五章，你说要怎么解释呢？那里教导说要请教会的长老来为有病的人抹油，为他们祷告。
So in James chapter 5 it says you should ask the elders of the church.And then to anoint that person and pray for him.
在耶稣基督的时代，当门徒们四散去传讲耶稣基督福音的时候，耶稣和他们是不在一起的。
In Jesus' time, Jesus sent his disciples to go and preach the gospel.
所以当门徒带着油来为那些有病的人抹油的时候
，So when the disciple brought some oil and anoint the person with oil,
是象征耶稣基督的同在。
That will symbolize that Jesus was with them.
所以耶稣的同在比那些。其他的一些更加的宝贵。
So Jesus being with them was more precious than other things or people.
你我不会医治人。
You and I cannot heal people.
那些在信心大会里面医治人的那些人不会医治人。
For those faith healing ministry, those people don't know how to heal people.
除了耶稣基督之外，没有人可以医治我们。
Except Jesus Christ, nobody can heal us.
所以当我们在为人抹油的时候。
So when we anoint people with oil,
我们是在宣告说我是不能的。
We are announcing that I cannot do it.
我是没有能力的。
I have no power.
凭着我自己，我是没有办法行医治的。
According to myself, I cannot practice this healing.
那有表示上帝的同在，那是耶稣基督的能力，耶稣的大能，之所以有这样的结果。
The oil symbolized that Jesus was with us, and then.Has such power.
所以在新约里面的抹油再次提醒我们，不是我的心智医治，乃是上帝的能力恩典降临。
In the New Testament, when we anoint people, that is not me that is anointing people, but the power of God.
在福音书里面，常常把医治跟神的天国的降临连在一起。
In the four Gospels, it's also linked the healing ministry and the revealing of the kingdom.
所以当神迹发生的时候。
When miracle happens,
初期教会的人在耶稣时代，他们明白那是一个很重要的记号。
So when Jesus wanted to tell them, it's a very important reminding.
表明天国的历史已经降临到这个人类的世间来。
Because the heavenly kingdom has already came upon this world.
上帝的救恩已经临到这个世界。
The salvation of God has already came upon this world.
所以在马太福音。书里面马太不是告诉那些人来你们来参加这个医治大会。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it doesn't say you come to this healing ministry.
他乃是在看见神迹发生的时候，让世人明白那神的国度已经降临。
When they see this miracle happen, then they understand the heaven of kingdom has already come upon them.
教会如何在医治的事工上来成全和发展呢？
The church how do they fulfill this healing ministry.
在今天我相信神的神迹仍然继续。
I still believe the miracle of God is still happening in this world.
我们要继续凭着信心在你我中间我们施行医治的工作。
I would also say by the faith of God we should still participate in this healing ministry.
做上帝要我们作为他的器皿他的工具好叫他的荣耀彰显在世上看见天国来临的印证。
So that we can be vessels of God and then to prove that the heavenly kingdom has come upon us.
所以这是心灵的身体医治各方面的层次我们在教会里面要全然的发展。
This is the healing of the healing ministry we should practice it in the church.
接下来是布道事工。
And now this is the ministry of evangelism.
我们把这七项很快讲完。
We will talk it real fast in these seven points.
布道事工是主的命令。
The mission work is the work of the God's commandment.
第一方面，主这样命令我们。
First of all, God commands us.
说你们要去，是万民做我的门徒。
You should go and preach and teach them.
这是马太福音二十八章，我们都明白的。
That's in Matthew chapter 28. We can understand.
同时，布道也是主的心肠。
Also evangelism is also the will of God.
主耶稣自己说人子来是为了要寻找那些失丧的人。
Jesus said the Son of Man came to this world to search and the lost.
我们要做布道事工第三方面因为这是人的需要。
Why do we have to do that? Because this is what we need.
所以主耶稣说无病的人不需要医生只有那有病的人才用得着。
Jesus said only sick people need the physician, the well people they don't need the physician.
在传福音之前我们心里会有一些问题。
To preach the gospel, we might have some questions in our heart.
有时候我们会心里想我是找到了可是我有必要去传给别人吗？
Sometimes I say, well, I have found it. Do I really need to preach to other people?
别人真的需要吗？
Do they really need that?
前不久美国有一个口号就是 Jesus is the answer.
Not too long ago, there's a watchword in America say Jesus is the answer.
有人就反过回来问说 Where is the question?
Some people and ask, where's the question?
你明白我的意思吗？有时候我们会感觉这并不是人的需要的。
Sometimes we don't feel it's our necessity.
那基本的原因是我心里害怕。
The basic reason because I'm afraid in my heart.
我们害怕告诉我的父母亲，害怕告诉我的亲人。
I am afraid to tell my parents or my relatives.
但很多时候我们的害怕并我们这样的不敢或者对他们的假设很多都是假象不是真的。
Sometimes we have some hypotheses, but they are not the real truth.
很多时候如果你真正愿意去试你会发现真的是有果效的。
Sometimes if you really want to try hard, then it will bring you results.
有时候你心里会想我真的需要介入他们私人的天地吗？
Sometimes they do I have to really to get into their private well?
你看我的父母亲七十年来六十年来他们不是活得好好的你现在要一把刀这样把他们刺进去改变他们整个思想行为态度模式太残忍了。
Sometimes you may think that my parents have been living that way for the last 60-70 years. Do I really have to use a knife to peer into their private well?
人人都有信宗教信仰的自由算了吧没有关系反正都是一样的宗教都是一样的
Everybody has a choice for religion. Do I have to force them to make a decision?
有时候我们真的也是需要介入世人的天地里面
Sometimes we might have to peer through their privacy.
如果我们真的对这样的信仰有那样的把握就可以克除我们心中的害怕去主动去分享
If we have such assurance then we can attacking those difficulties.
你心里有时候会想，到底真的这个福音真的有果效吗？我传讲会有果效吗
？Sometimes you may think, do I really have result when after we preach to them?
福音是上帝的能力。
The gospel, the salvation is the power of God.
它不是一个理论。
It's not a theory.
不是一套神学。
It's not a theology.
一个从来没有把福音去告诉过别人的人，你从来不会明白福音本身的大能。
If a person has never had such privilege to tell other people about the gospel, then you never experience such power.
也许你说我从哪里开始传讲呢？
Then you may ask me, how do you start? Where do you start?
如果你还没有信主，你对耶稣基督没有亲切的认识跟体验，你没有办法开始。
If you have no personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then you don't have such power.
当你成为基督徒的那一个时刻，就是你可以传讲耶稣基督的那些信息的基本内容。
When the moment you become a Christian, then you have such power to tell other people.
如果上帝在我的眼中不是那么样的真实，我怎么样去向我的家人谈到上帝呢
？If God is not that real to me, how can I preach to them?
你说，假如我对上帝的认识不够怎么办
？What if I don't have the good relationship with God?
上帝会用我们对神所仅知的那一点来帮助我们。
God can use that point that we know Him.That he can help us.
你不用等到你把圣经读完一遍，你再去传福音，那你永远没有传福音的机会。
You don't have to wait till you have finished reading the whole Bible once and you start preaching. No.
你不用等到说我念完 PhD 那时候我的学位比较大，可能我的父母亲会比较信任我。
You don't have to say that when I finish my PhD, then I can preach to my parents. Maybe they can trust me more.
一段很熟悉的经文，约翰福音第九章。
In John chapter 9.
提到有一个生来瞎眼的人。
It talks about a person was born blind.
主耶稣吐唾沫在地上，和了一把泥巴，把他的眼睛一抹。
Jesus spit some saliva onto this and mixed with some mud and then pat on the brown eyes.
他就好了。
Then he was healed.
那一天刚好是安息日。
At that day it was the Sabbath.
所以有一些人，法利赛人，为了要来对付主耶稣，他们就用很难的神学问题来质问这个瞎眼的人。
So the Pharisees, they use a very hard religious question to ask this blinded person.
目的是要指出耶稣在安息日犯了安息日的罪。
Their purpose was to point out that Jesus had sinned against the law of breaking the Sabbath.
当他们质问这位生来瞎眼的人的时候，
when they asked this blinded person,
他只很简单的回答。
He answered very briefly.
他说耶稣基督是个罪人，是不是？我不晓得。
Whether Jesus was a sinner, I don't know.
但有一件事是我知道的。
But one thing I knew.
从前我是瞎眼的，如今我能看见了。
Once I was blind, but now I can see.
也许你对你的父母，你不晓得怎么样去传福音。
Maybe to your parents, you don't know how to tell them about the good news.
也许你对上帝的认识不是很多。
Maybe you don't know too much about God.
但你对你父母传福音的时候，你可以很简单的说，我对神认识的不多。
When you preach to your parents, say I.Don't know God very well.
但我所知道的，你可以告诉你的父母，就说已经改变我的生命了。
But what you know is that Jesus can change my life.
我需要多多认识圣经跟认识基督吗？
Do I need to know more about God and the Bible?
难道我只停在那刚刚信主蒙恩得救的那样的经历吗？
Do I stay at a place that just safe?
我们应当在上帝的恩典跟基督耶稣的知识上增长。
We should grow in the knowledge of knowing Christ.
我们不要以在那才喝灵奶的那个阶段为满足。
We should never stay at the point that we have to drink the spiritual milk.
这也是为什么我们要参加查经班，参加教会，我们要读经，我们需要祷告。
That's why we have to go to the Bible study. We have to read the Bible. We have to pray.
我们不要以为传道人不断地讲这些，好像是对我们很大的负担跟压力。
Maybe we realize that the preachers were talking about that all the time, give us more pressure.
事实上，当你成为基督徒以后，你如果朝这样来，你会感觉这是一种对我的帮助，很自然成为你生活的一部分。
Then that will become naturally part of your life.
在传道的部分，还包括栽培，布道跟栽培是不可分的。
Evangelize and to help people grow is not separable.
那我要把栽培放到最后一堂另外一个层次来讲。
I would like to put this in the last workshop time.
第六个是管家事工。
The sixth one is the stewardship ministry.
我想我们要停在这里。
Maybe we should stop here.
那把我想四堂我尽量的就这样一直连下去。那。把它到结束整个完成。
I try to do it continuously so that we can finish that.
我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
恩主，你的话语是那样丰盛。
Dear Lord, your word is so abundant.
你的仆人口才是那样有限。
Your servant's mouth is so limited.
但愿恩主你帮助我们。
So that you will help us.
听见那些对我们心灵有振奋，以及对我们实际上行动有帮助的。让我们可以实际去行。
So that those things that can encourage us spiritually.
我们身体已经非常疲倦。
Although our physical body may be very tired.
但我的主啊，求你帮助我们。
But Lord, help us.
借着饮食，借着休息。
Through the meals, through the resting.
让我们可以重新得力。
So that we can be strengthened.
在这几天的一些学习中间。
So that we can learn more in these few days.
让我们丰丰富富得着。
So that we can gain abundantly.
为的是荣耀你。
In order to glorify you,
为的是服侍你
to serve you,
为的是叫你的教会茁壮长成
so that your church will be strengthened and to grow,
也为的是让我们的灵性可以复兴
so that our spiritual life can be revealed.
感谢恩主
so that we praise God.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.